WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The history of many things in meteorology is relatively short when compared with other things such as the age of the Earth or the age of our solar system. Radar is one of those items in the meteorological enterprise which has really not been around very long. Radar technology began with experiments using radio waves in the laboratory of German physicist Heinrich Hertz in 1887. He uncovered the fact that these waves could be sent through many different materials, but the same waves were reflected by others. In 1900, a radio pioneer, Nikola Tesla, noticed that large objects could produce reflected radio waves that are strong enough to be detected. He knew that reflected radio waves were really radio echoes, so he predicted that such echoes could be used to find the position and course of ships at sea. Pulse radar was introduced in the United States in 1925. Just 10 years later, radar was patented under British patent law, partly as a result of the research led by Scottish physicist Sir Robert Alexander Watson Watt. This patented radar later developed into the radar system that proved effective against German air raids on Britain during World War II. During World War II, radar systems were utilized to help guide various missions and track aircraft. However, at times, radar operators noticed some extraneous echoes showing up on their displays. Their investigations showed that the echoes they were seeing on their displays weren't aircraft or anything related to missions, but rather interference from weather. The first known use of the term radar was by U.S. Navy scientists during that war. Advances in both military and civilian applications of radar continued through the 1900s. After World War II, the U.S. Weather Bureau received 25 radars used by the Navy during the war. These were modified for weather detection and placed at various locations around the U.S. But the first comprehensive network of weather radars was established by the Weather Bureau in 1957. After radars were used for detection of hurricanes during the 1954 and 1955 seasons. The network of WSR 57 radars were replaced in the late 1980s and the first half of the 1990s with new models incorporating the use of Doppler technology to unlock the motion of water drops through the application of Doppler principles. And just about 20 years later, the implementation of dual polarization techniques continued to expand our ability to remotely sense the atmosphere around us. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.